The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
All right. I have I've been around the block probably more times than most of you in my audience. That's why I'm such an old funny daddy. I've been around the block so many times. All right. I am probably older than the majority of my audience. And I have seen some racial unrest in America. I lived through the 60s, the riots of the 60s, the race riots, the Vietnam War riots. I lived through the extreme riots in California. I don't want to bring it up again, but I lived through the Watts riots. Some of the worst race riots in our history were very close to my house. I could see the fire and the smoke from my house. No, it wasn't next door. I'm not trying to imply that it was across the street and the house across the street from me was no. But I was close. I remember those times. I do. But I don't know that we have ever been more divided than today. And that troubles me deeply. And that's why I bring this thing of race and racism up so often. And every once in a while, somebody calls me a racist, which is ludicrous. If you look at the definition of racist and look at what I have said, what I have stood for 30 years on the radio, I got a lot of faults. I got a lot of failures, folks. But being a racist is not one of them. I have tried very hard to combat racism and bigotry and prejudice on this program. Now, some in the audience don't like the way I have battled racism and bigotry and prejudice. In fact, probably several people don't like my approach. Okay, I can't be responsible for your dislike of my approach, but I am deeply troubled about the direction we are heading. And crazy things like this, the whole critical race theory, which is it's like COVID-19. It's infectious. It is spreading rapidly. And we have ludicrous things like this. Quote, is mathematics racist? California could blaze the pathway with woke math. This is an article from the Washington Times. California education officials are considering applying a social justice paradigm to teaching K through 12 mathematics that would erase, and I'm quoting, white supremacy from the subject. It would also eliminate gifted classes for students. Listen to this. Please listen carefully with an open mind. Proponents of new math say the way the subject currently is taught is suffused with white supremacy. They say it handicaps some minority students. Listen to this. By insisting on what they consider racist concepts, such as arriving at correct answers. Say what? Yeah. Now let me break this down for you, and I'm not being condescending. I'm really not. I'm just telling you the truth. What they are saying is to teach that a math equation has only one correct answer is racist. Whether it's something simple like 2 plus 2 equals 4 or something in trigonometry, one of those long equations that you put on the blackboard and it's got, 138 numbers and plus and minus and decimals and, and then you have to work it all out and there is one answer. That's if you're a racist. Honestly, this is what they are saying. To teach children that in a mathematical equation, addition, subtraction, division, algebra, geometry, trigonometry, to teach that there is only one answer is racist. Now, why is that? Now, I want to say something radical, but it's true, sadly. This kind of thinking and critical race theory begins with black people are just dumb. Now, I didn't say that. That is not my thought. That is not my feeling at all. But this is the foundation for critical race theory. If you're a particular color of skin, you are inferior because you're the oppressed. You just can't help it. That's just the way it is. If you're another color of skin, well, then you are superior just because of the color of your skin. And in order to make things equal, we don't treat you equal. We have to treat the minorities in a completely different way. We have to bend the rules. We have to change the rules. To insist on a correct answer is to punish minority kids because, they just don't have what it takes to think like that. Now, I know that a proponent of critical race theory would probably violently disagree with me, but that is the bottom line. Those that are proposing these insane changes in math curriculum, assuming that math, somehow 2 plus 2 equals 4, is racist because then you are implying there's only one answer. And what if a minority student can't come to that answer? What if they don't have the ability? So instead of teaching them and encouraging them and helping them, we drop the standards because, you see, they can't do it. They can't handle it. California is considering using this woke math, CRT math. Why? Because, quote, it offers opportunities for ongoing self-reflection as they seek to develop an anti-racist math practice. Teachers in particular are asked to reflect on their own biases to transform their instructional practice. So, in other words, you don't just teach math. You have to teach anti-racist math. Mathematics have been fundamentally the same for centuries and centuries. We find complex mathematic equations in ancient Egypt. The ways that they determined the calendar, the position of the sun, and so forth. And who knows what kind of mathematical equations they used in Egypt to build the Great Pyramids? In the name of helping minority students, the standards are going to become so low, assuming that they're just not intelligent enough to keep up with everybody else. What is this going to do to them and for them in the future? It's going to destroy them. But this is the woke-ism that is currently sweeping our educational systems. It's insane. I mean, it really is. You have to go to a secular university to become that stupid. It doesn't come naturally. That kind of stupidity does not come naturally. You have to go to a university and get a degree to become that stupid.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
I want to make a crazy prediction, but I believe it will come true. And when it does, you heard it here. I have heard no one else say this, but this came to me yesterday morning in church as I was listening to Pastor Frank Carl preach an incredible message yesterday. Great, great message. It really was. But as I was listening to it, I thought, oh, no, this is going to happen. What am I talking about? And again, I've heard no one say this, but this is my prediction. Part of the sermon yesterday, the pastor talked about our sins being made white as snow. I can almost promise you that sooner or later, and probably sooner, we're going to see some radical group or some radical individual demand that the Bible be rewritten to take out all of those references about white and whiteness. You watch. Hasn't happened yet, to my knowledge. But the way we're going, how radical, how kooky the left is on these racial issues, and how everything is racist. 2 + 2, that's racist. You can't teach 2 + 2 = 4. Well, but it is 4. But to say that there's only one answer is racist. That's white supremacy speaking. How? Well, anyway, I can almost promise you somebody somewhere is going to demand that the Bible be rewritten because it's white supremacist. You watch. You watch, and when you hear it or when you see it, just remember where you heard it first. This is how crazy this is becoming. White as snow. Now, I don't know how they're going to make snow illegal. Don't know. I have no idea how these kooky radicals are going to try to do that. But, well, anyway. Hey, just before we get to the break, something I just heard about today. Have you heard about Amazon Sidewalk? Raise your hands. Way in the back, one person. Okay. I never heard of it. We have, you know, the Echo device at our house, and we got motion censored cameras, and you know, we've got things that are licensed by Amazon. Never heard of Amazon Sidewalk until today, and it goes into effect tomorrow. Now here's, and I don't understand all of it because I just heard about it just before we went on the air. But somehow, Amazon Sidewalk, if you have an Amazon app on your phone to control an Alexa or a Ring doorbell or a real Ring security camera or any other dozen other devices, Echo Dot for kids, an Echo Dot with a clock, an Echo Plus, the Ring floodlight cameras, blah, 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 blah. Tomorrow, Amazon, without your permission and probably without your knowledge until now, are going to switch on the Sidewalk app. And what it's going to do is make a little mini network. It's going to link together your house and your neighbor's house and the house across the street. It's going to link you all together. What? Listen to this. Do you own an Echo Studio, an Echo Dot, or a Ring floodlight cam? If so, Amazon is about to introduce your device to a new type of network it calls Sidewalk, which is meant to help extend the range of its low bandwidth, low bandwidth devices. So that if your neighbor goes down, for example, your dot can piggyback on your neighbor's network. And also to make location devices such as Tile more efficient. What? Yeah. Now, of course, you're saying, oh, your privacy is completely safe. Yeah, but you're going to connect my network with my neighbor's network, my Wi-Fi to my neighbor's Wi-Fi. We're going to, well, yeah, but trust us. I'm sorry, I don't trust them. I printed off how to disable this app. If you don't disable it, it will automatically go into your phone, your computer, or whatever. Tomorrow, automatically, you have to disable it. It's kind of complicated, so I'm not going to tell you how, but you can go online and just do how to opt out of Amazon's Sidewalk network and then act accordingly.